Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 28th day of the year, Tovshin Pei Beis. Masechta Shviis, Perek Shvi, Mishnah Beis. Void Klalacher Omra. There was another rule that they said, the Chachamim said, when it comes to Shmittah produce. Kol She'ena Machal Adam or Machal Behema or Mimina Tzobin, anything that's not human food, animal food, or dyes or pigment, or Miskaim Ba'aretz, or it's something that will stay in the ground and won't get rotten, even if it is animal food or human food or pigments. In any of these cases, yesh lo shvis, there is a din of shvis will apply to it. The kedusha, the holiness of shvis, will apply to these things. Uladam of shvis, and the proceeds of it will be also subject to the kedusha of shvis. If one sells it, then the dama will have the din of shvis. But ein loy beer ve ein ladama beer. But one is not chayav to take it out of the house when the time of beer comes, and it's not subject to beer. Now, according to the girsa that we have in our Mishnah, which is the girsa that the Rambam has, the Mishnah says anything that is not human food, not animal food, nor is it a dye of sorts, or it stays in the ground and it doesn't rot, even if it would be animal food. In all these cases, it's only subject to the Shmita laws in terms of the Kedusha of the fruits, but it doesn't have, the Chachamim said we want it to have the Kedusha of Shviz and the proceeds of it also. But you don't have to go through with it completely. There's no din of beer. You don't have to get rid of it out of the house when there's nothing for the animals in the field, etc. However, there is another girsa, and that is the girsa of the Tosfos and the Ravid and many Roshonim, and that is as follows. Kol shehu machal adam, anything that is human food, that is animal food, or that is things that are dyed in the ground, that are used for dyes, and that does survive in the ground, or that will not perish. According to this girsa, the Mishnah is coming to tell us that because it's miskayim ba'aretz, since it survives, it stays on the ground, it doesn't perish. For this reason, there's no din, and in other words, there's always an availability of it out in the field for the animals. That's why there's no din beer, despite the fact that it is human food or is animal food, I mean, so. This is the girsa of what we've just said is the girsa of many Rishonim, of the Tosfos and Rashi. Ezehu, what is an example of something that will stay in the ground and it won't perish, it won't get rotten? Ikar halufa shaita, the root of the wild onion. Vikar hadandana, the root of the dandana, some say it's a nana plant. Vahakrabonin, and a plant that is a thorny herb. Vechalbitzin, that's the root of what they call neitzachalov. Vehabuchria, that's another type of herb which we don't know exactly what it is. And all these things will be subject to the law of kedush of shmita, but there's no din of beer. You don't have to get rid of it out of the house when there's nothing left to the animals. Because these things, they'll always be left to the animals. Continues the Mishnah, umi min hatsoivim. And what type of things fit this category that are min hatsoivim, that are dyes or pigments? What type of herbs can you make pigments out of that will apply that will have the din of shmita? Hapua, that's a type of a herb that they make a red dye. Vaharachpa, the type of dye that has, it's a type of wild plant that has flowers with different colors. All these, yeshlam shvis, velitmein shvis. They are subject to the laws of Kedusha v'Shmita. For example, you can't destroy them. You're not allowed to do business with them or trade, as you normally don't do with, as you can't do with any Shmita produce. But ein lahem beer v'lo lidmei beer. They're not subject to the laws of beer, and that's because there's always an availability. They always stay on the land. So you're not chayav to get it out of the house. Rabbi Meir argues, Rabbi Meir omer d'mehen misbarin ad Rosh Hashanah. He says that the proceeds, if you sell these things, that the proceeds of them, the money that you get from them, that you have to get out of the house before Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year. And for sure, if you have it left after Rosh Hashanah, you have to do a beer, take it out of the house. Amar lo, the Chacham said to Rabbi Meir, Lahan ein beer. If the fruits themselves that we discussed in Amishtah don't need to do beer to them, kal v'chaymer lidmei, and how much more so the proceeds of them, they don't have to have beer. You don't have to take the money out of the house. Rabbi Meir, however, is more machmir when it comes to the demayim, when it comes to the proceeds of their sale, more than the fruits themselves. Why is that? Because the fruits are visible and recognizable. He won't, and he'll remember not to do schor, to do business with them. But the money is less chance, it's less likely that he'll realize that this is money of Shemitah produce. And there's a worry that he might do schor with it. So therefore, he might do business with it. So therefore, that we say, do beer, take it out. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Meir. Halacha is like the Tanna Kamma. There's no din of beer, whether it's the fruits themselves or demayin or the proceeds of their sale. Mishnah Gimel, continuing to talk about various products, whether they have Shemitah, whether they have beer, says the Mishnah further, Klipei Rimon, the pomegranate peels, V'haneit Shaloi, and the flower on top of the pomegranate, Klipei Egoizim, the peels of nuts, shells of nuts, V'hagalinin, or the pips in fruits, all of these, Yesh Lehem Shvi'is, V'lidmein Shvi'is, there will be the Kedusha of Shemitah applies to them, and also the proceeds of their sale. As far as the pips are concerned, some there are different reasons. Some say it's because you can use them as for fire, for fuel for the fire. And even though wood or fuel for fire normally has no kedusha of Shemitah, when it comes to the pips, they were more strict because the pips have come from a fruit which is edible. So since the fruit is subject to the kedusha of Shemitah, so too the pips as well. However, no din of beer, says the Kesef Mishnah. And Mishnah didn't mention beer, and the Kesef Mishnah says that that's what the pshat is. There's no din of beer because they're not the main of the fruit. So no din of beer, you don't have to get it out of your house. They're not the pomegranate peels, nor the flowers, nor the nuts, nor the peels of the nuts, and nor the pips. However, Bartanura the Rav learns differently. He says that the pips we're talking here about, I talk about the pips of olives, which still you can still secrete oil out of it. And the pips of dates, animals will eat it. And therefore, he says that the reason for this halacha, that the subject of Shemitah, is because they are fit for human consumption or for animal consumption. According to this, it appears that when the Tanna says that the din of Kedusha of Shvi'is applies to pips and peels, it doesn't just mean as far as the Kedusha of the fruits themselves of Shemitah, but also as far as the din of beer. And the Artanura learns that, yes, beer will apply, unlike, different to the Kesef Mishnah's pshat. Hatzaba, Sabela Adzmai, a dyer is allowed to dye using these Shemitah produce, he's allowed to dye fabrics, because it says, Lachem. The owner can also take them and use it for his needs. But don't dye things for sale. You can't make business out of it. Because he cannot make any trade or business with the fruits of Shemitah. And by dyeing it and selling it afterwards, using these fruits for that purpose, it's like trading with the fruits of Shemitah. And nor can a person do business with b'choiras. B'choiras means the firstborn animal that is holy, that is kodesh, and it has to go to the kohen, whether it's a balmum, whether it's perfect, whether it's blemished or not blemished, except that if it's not blemished, it goes on the mizbeach, and the kohenim get to eat the meat. But if it's blemished, then what happens is it's still given to the kohen, and it can be eaten by anybody. The Bechor Balmum, however, if it's got a blemish, it still can't shear it or work it. Now, Mishnah wants to tell us that it's also to do business or trade with live Bechoras. And the reason that we're worried about that is because we're worried that maybe he'll leave them in his yard and he might start to come shearing them or he might start to come do working with them, which you're not allowed to do. It's a Bechor. V'loi b'trumas. Nor is one allowed to do trade with the fruits of Truma. Truma is holy, it's Kodesh. It's also for a non-kohen. If you allow a person to do business with it, it could come to a disaster. It could come to a person who's not a kohen might come to eat it if it's lying around there waiting for business. V'loy ban velis, v'loy bat trefes, v'loy bashkotzim. Nor is one allowed to trade with a nevela. Nevela means an animal that died, that was not shechted. Or but trefes means it's been torn by an animal and it's suffering. It's not going to live that year. Nor shkotzim, that are creeping, crawling things. V'loy barmosim, also these are insects. All these things are also to eat min ha-Torah, and therefore you're not allowed to trade with them. But animals and chayas which are tameh, you're allowed to do business with them because they're grown to do work. They're used for work, and they only forbade doing schorah, doing business with things that are for eating. Mishnah wants to now continue and say to add to the prohibition of doing schorah, doing trade with fruits of Shemitah, to say that one cannot buy vegetables, garden vegetables, which grow of their own accord, or field vegetables, which grow of their own accord, and sell them in the market. Same thing, you can't collect and sell them in the shuk. You can't pick them because it looks like you're doing schar, it looks like you're doing business. But a person's allowed to collect and have his son sell them on his behalf. That you can do. It's more to give your son to sell what you collected, as long as what you've collected is for domestic purposes, for your household purposes. And it doesn't look like you're doing it for business. Because doing schoira is when making business is when you buy and you sell with a profit. Or if you're collecting it specially with the intention to sell. But here, if he just collected it for his house and his son's selling it, that's not, wouldn't call it business. Finally, says the Mishnah, what happens if your person bought fruits to eat? And not for sale, he bought it to eat. But he had left over. Again, mutal machan, it's permitted to sell them. Not just his son, he himself can do that. As long as he hasn't bought or collected it with the initial intention, with a motive to sell it at a profit, to make schorah, it's permitted afterwards to sell. But nevertheless, when he does sell it, he should remember that the domim, that the proceeds of sale, will absorb the kedusha, will take on the kedusha of the fruits themselves. And so will the kedusha of the fruits. So will the parashvis remain holy as well. But we have to remember that even in those places where you can sell them, the proceeds of sale will have the kedusha of shmita as well.